Hello, welcome to Our Route to Net Zero. I'm your host, Simon Matthews, Sustainability Lead at Steve & George & Partners. As architects and master planners, we're excited about the opportunities that Net Zero presents. In our series of podcasts, we'll be hearing from our staff, our clients, fellow collaborators, and of course our Net Zero partners, PlanetMark. We'll share our successes and our challenges too, and we hope we'll add a little value to your own route to net zero along the way. So let's get going. Welcome to episode 2. It's a couple of months now since we embarked on our route to net zero, and as you'll hear in this episode, we're fully immersed in the process of data collection. In a moment, we're going to talk to Laura Allenden, a member of SGP's Social Responsibility Group, about progress to date in collecting the data we need to measure all of our carbon emissions. We're going to hear from our management team too, about a challenge they suggested at our last sustainability update. They're going to use public transport for a week, or at least try to, for their daily commute to the office. Let's talk with Laura first. So Laura, we had a meeting this morning to talk about our data submission for PlanetMark. How have you been finding the new set of data collection that we have to produce?
It's been okay. It has been difficult at times. We are now incorporating 4 other offices into our submission for this year. Previous years, we did just collect data for the Leicester office, but we are now collating information for the 4 other offices.
And they're leased offices, aren't they, as opposed to this one which we own?
Yes, that's right. They are all leased offices. They are in shared premises for the Leeds, the London and the Solihull and Longbridge. So at the moment we are reaching out to the landlords to ask them to provide information on their electricity, their procurement, their water, etc., to see if they can send us any information so we can then add that to our submission this year.
Okay, brilliant. So, and I'm guessing they're going to calculate that as a proportion of how much of the office we take up, depending on which office we're talking about?
I'm not really sure how we're going to work all that out at the moment. They have sent me information which does include the shared offices. So the majority of the costs that we pay is as an organisation, as an office, shall I say. So we've got to try and break that down and work out how we can use those figures into our submission.
Okay, and what's the timescale in terms of when do we have to have all this pulled together?
Our year end, our submission date is for June 2022 to May 2023. So we'll have all the data that we need by the end of May 2023. We submit that and then we'll wait for a certification within the next few weeks.
So we've got a couple of months or a little bit longer to finish pulling all the data together. And we've got to measure one or two new things as well now as part of our sort of wider assessment of the business.
We've now got to include scope 3, which we've not really included in previous years. So this is going to be across all offices. So we're going to include the commuting. We now have to record deliveries, which could range from, you know, your stationery to your kitchen supplies. If we use couriers, we need to keep data on where they're travelling to and where they're travelling from. What vehicle they're using.
Okay, so that's going to be, I guess some of that will come easily, but I know we tried last year to look at commuting and we had a real challenge in getting our staff, or at least all of our staff, to tell us how they travelled to work and so on. So
yeah, that's
I guess
right.
That could be difficult for this year.
Yes, that's right. I don't think it's going to be it's not easy to get all that information together, but we're working on how we can apply the information to make it easy so people can let us know how they are getting to and from work. At the moment, we're just asking those questions and putting it all down on spreadsheets and working it out that way.
Brilliant. Okay, well, maybe it'll be good then to come back in a couple of months' time, and hopefully it's all come together, but we can have another chat then and see how we've got on with our first year of certification.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks Laura. So a lot of activity, as we suggested, focused on data collection. This will enable us to establish a baseline to assess our carbon reductions in the future. The question for all of us, not just to SGP, is how we're going to bring about those carbon savings. Let's talk to Ian Yallop from our management team to hear about one idea.
Hi Ian, thanks for finding the time to talk to us. I wonder if you can start by telling us the idea that you did have as a partner group around net zero.
Yeah, thanks Simon. Yes, it's something we're conscious of as we're heading towards starting the journey towards net zero, that we were looking at all of the implications that has on the business. And there are obviously a lot of things that we can control, electricity usage, things like that within the building. But a large part of our carbon footprint as a business is from people commuting to the office. So we were talking around that and wondered what the implications were of everybody travelling by public transport.
Okay.
And we realised that actually we didn't really know how feasible it was, the advantages or disadvantages. So we had this brainwave for the partners to trial for 1 week travelling to the office by public transport.
Brilliant. Okay, so what sort of challenges do you think you might face having stuck your head above the parapet and said you'll do that?
Well, during the discussion, one of our partners was Googling the trains to see what that would mean, and it did mean that his hour and a quarter commute would increase to 4.5 hours going by train.
So, oh, wow.
I think it might flag up some particular challenges in connectivity, really, of public transport, and how do we move between the offices? Is it by train? Is it by bus? And how do those connections work? I'm conscious that a number of people in the business do go by public transport, particularly in the Leeds office. And I know you travel a fair distance, Simon, as well, coming in by public transport. So we can follow your lead.
Well, thanks for that. But I think it's going to be informative, not only what works well, and hopefully there'll be some pleasant surprises, but also to learn what's more challenging and, you know, where it's nigh on impossible. And hopefully the people listening to the podcast can relate to those sorts of challenges that they might face as well. So when are you thinking you might try this trial?
We're going to do it over the course of April. So we thought it was only fair that the partners try it first, lead by example. And then later in the year, we're going to ask all staff to make the effort 1 week to travel in by public transport. So it won't be mandatory, but we'd like as many volunteers to give it a go as possible. And I think that will give us some real world data then, and some metrics that we can look at how we may tackle this in the future. Does it mean we need to be more flexible with hours of work, for example, so that people can get trains and match trains times, those sort of things? Is there an option maybe to do a shuttle bus that picks people up from the station at certain times? So I think we need to be a little bit more innovative about how we get our staff to work. So this is just the beginning of, I think, what's going to be quite a long and challenging journey.
Okay, well, excellent. Well, I hope that's a figurative journey rather than the actual journey into the office. So will you come back and let us know maybe in the next podcast how you get on?
We certainly will. We'll let you know the good and the bad.
That's brilliant. Okay, thanks very much, Ian.
Excellent. Thanks, Simon.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to hearing how Ian and the other partners get on with their week using public transport. We'll catch up on what happened in our next podcast. We look forward to sharing our progress with you in another month or two. See you then.